We know more than we ever have about what it takes for optimal learning, and we're putting it into practice for children across Los Altos School District. I'm Sandra McGonigal, the Superintendent of Schools.
And I'm Greg Drummond, Director of Teaching and Learning.
Welcome to the LASD Experience.
All right, I think we're live, Gregory.
We're back.
Good morning. We're back. It's been quite some time.
Too long.
Yeah, welcome to the 24-25 school year.
This is going to be the best year yet.
Yeah, it's already off to such a great start, which I love.
An amazing start.
Our topic today is we want to talk a little bit about our strategic plan. It's been emailed out to families. We talked about it with our staffs, and it's work that's going to really guide everything we do over the next 5 years.
What I love the most about our strategic plan is that it feels more than just like a, here's kind of like the plan that we have to write because there's some sort of plan in place.
Oh, yeah.
This feels real and legit and like we're doing it for kids.
This is the plan we wanted to write because the work is so important. We need to get it done.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it. I'm super excited. So just a little maybe some background. Last year, Dr. Carrie Bosco, kind of this was one of her projects, was to get feedback from many of our different stakeholders. So she worked with principals. We had parent groups. We had student groups. We had LAF and PTA leadership groups. Lots of opportunities. Of course, the Board of Trustees had a chance to give some input, but it is a kind of well-vetted document for us.
Correct. The goal was to identify what are the things that are community priorities around education for students.
Yeah, that's so great. Do we want to dive into a little bit about
I know folks don't necessarily have the plan in front of them right now.
Are you going to talk about the picture
right
now?
If you did, you would see that on page 2, there's a message from the superintendent, and there used to be a much bigger picture of Sandra on there.
Much too large. It's a reasonable size picture.
I was forced to make it smaller.
All right, let's move on to our strategic priorities.
Got it.
Strategic priorities. Tell me a little bit about them, Gregory.
Yeah, so those groups identified 4 main areas where our organization can move ahead to create very student-centered learning environments.
Yeah.
One of them is thriving students, and they're our priority. They're the center of the work that
Absolutely.
We do. Second is empowered educators. Third, engaged families. And fourth, strong infrastructure.
Yeah, so fantastic.
I think it might be worth some time for us to really zoom in on thriving students because that is the heart of the work. All of the other things, empowered educators, engaged families, strong infrastructure, they are
there to support
yep. thriving students.
Oh, yeah.
And so 2 big things in the realm of thriving students.
Okay, what's number one?
One of them is the outcomes that we want for kids.
Yes.
And can I go to number 2?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Go to number 2.
The second is the experiences that we give kids so they can reach those outcomes. It's
Correct.
A really simple idea that the experiences we give kids lead to particular outcomes
Absolutely.
For kids.
Absolutely. And for our longtime listeners here, they're probably going to hear some similar language because much of what we talked about in our strategic plan is rooted in the wheel.
Which we will continue to talk about this
absolutely.
Year. The wheel is alive and well in LASD. It really is about the experiences that we give kids.
Absolutely. And when we talk about outcomes, and I think we talked about this in our last series, but the outcomes we're looking for, absolutely we want academic excellent outcomes for kids. We want kids to be able to know and do what they need to academically.
And LASD has a long history of excellent academic outcomes
Absolutely,
for students.
Absolutely, but we want more. It's not enough.
True.
So talk to us about the other outcomes.
Sure. I mean, another big one that we have talked about for a few years is future readiness.
Yep.
Which in our world means kids being prepared for whatever the future may hold, and it changes. It's ongoing change in our world, and that's really what they need to be prepared for.
Yes.
And we've identified over the course of the last number of years the things that we want kids to develop in order to be future ready, and that includes all of the 6 C's.
Yep.
I'm not going to be able to remember all of them.
Well, they're
right
behind
now.
You, so okay, I can say them. Say we them. Have communication, collaboration, character, critical thinking, citizenship, and creativity. Mm-hmm. Those six C's are really what our kids need to be grounded in to be able to figure out their future.
And coming back to this idea of experiences leading to outcomes, this is something we've been talking with our teachers about a lot, right?
Yep.
That if, for example, if we want kids to develop critical thinking, we have to give them tasks that
yes.
require critical thinking.
Absolutely.
If we want kids to be creative, we have to give them projects
and tools,
which,
yes.
and tools which enable them to be creative.
Certainly. Yeah, it all works that way. It's so great. Mm. Beyond future readiness, we've also identified hope, engagement, and belonging. And I believe we might have some podcasts on those topics from last season.
Oh, we do.
I think
yeah.
we do.
It's been a long time ago, but yes.
So when we think about holistically outcomes for kids, we have a lot of desired outcomes for them so that they're well-rounded, prepared for now, and prepared for the future.
We don't. Can I come back to this
yeah,
idea of hope,
yes.
engagement, and belonging for just a second? I think it's easy to think about when kids come to school, we want them to feel hope. We want them to be engaged in school. We want them to feel like they belong in school. All of those things are true.
And more.
And when you think about them as outcomes for the student, that they walk away from LESD with a sense that they can accomplish anything they want to accomplish.
So powerful.
That they have a place in the world, that they belong here, and that they are truly engaged in the things in their
creating
lives around them.
The mm-hmm. space that they want.
Correct.
Mm, I love it. It's very exciting, Gregory, mm-hmm. the work that's happening.
So I think we would be remiss if we didn't. We've been talking about the experiences that lead to the outcomes.
Yes.
And I know we talked about the wheel all year last year.
Yep.
But I think we should talk about it again briefly just to remind our many listeners.
Our many listeners. What is the wheel all about? Well, we know it's rooted in great research, the science of learning and development. It mm-hmm. came out of the two organizations, and now I have to remember.
The Learning Policy Institute.
And Turnaround for Children.
Sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And sometimes they call it the Design Principles for Schools.
Mm, great.
Mm-hmm. So there are five big spokes to the experience that we want for kids on our wheel. The first has to do with positive developmental relationships.
Yes. PDRs.
PDRs.
We like to call these
relationships
PDRs.
That are more than just positive. They're developmental, which
yes.
means that I'm providing both care and push
yes.
As the teacher in the classroom. And hand in hand with that is environments filled with safety and belonging. So the kids feel like they can be themselves, that identity matters, that they bring what is important to them to the classroom, and it's a safe place to explore their learning.
Yep. And then we're moving along. So with our staff last year, those were really the two areas that we focused on. And this year, we're really looking at the next two mm-hmm. or three, but we're looking at rich learning experiences for students. And the development of skills, habits, and mindsets. And just because those are a whole lot of words, we're using kind of the language that's happening in the educational sphere right now and combining those and calling those
deeper learning.
Learning.
Nobody thinks that's funny except
I know,
for us.
Just us. Oh, dear. Okay.
Finally.
Yes, finally on
around
the wheel.
The wheel, and it's important to all of it.
Yes.
Every other piece of the wheel is integrated support systems for students academically, socially, and emotionally to be given the resources and support they need to be successful.
Absolutely. Mm, it's so great.
So with those as the outcomes we want for kids and clearly defined experiences that lead to those outcomes, LESD's strategic priorities make clear that that's what thriving students is all about.
Right.
And then underneath that, how do we make it happen? We empower
power
our educators.
Absolutely.
We engage our families, and we build a strong infrastructure that will sustain our work.
Yeah, it's so fantastic. Do we want to get into some of the work that we're going to look at specifically this year, some
yeah,
of our actions?
I think so. I think that would yeah. be great. So this is a 24 to 29 plan, so it's a five-year
yes.
plan. And every year we'll take on a few more actions that lead that lead to a success. But this year, we are doing some work in particular, as you mentioned, around deeper learning. So we've already begun some professional development for teachers, which will continue for the next 5 years. But it's a big launch to our initiative around rich learning experiences and skills, mindsets, and habits, deeper learning. And we continue to build our support systems for students, our multi-tiered systems of support, so that students are getting the help they need when they need it. We've been doing some work with our leadership team around developing shared leadership in our schools with teachers, our classified staff, and families. And then in the world of engaged families, we know that one of our big goals is always to have both strong partnerships and excellent communication. And so we will continue to do some work in both of those areas as well.
Do you want me to talk a little bit about strong infrastructure?
More than anything in the world.
So we have this year a real focus on facilities. Just tonight, even, our board's taking a look at our first draft of the facilities master plan. This has been going on for about 9 months or so across all of our campuses. We've had input sessions and really understanding after many years of really not addressing issues on our campus, what do our school facilities need to be modern, inspirational spaces for great learning. So that's some work. And then, as always, it is really exciting work because there are certainly plenty of upgrades that need to happen. And then lastly, we need to really look closely at our budgeting. We've been running at a budget deficit for the last few years, and we've been slowly right-sizing our staffing as we come out of the pandemic, and we're out of the pandemic now. So that's some work that we continue to do to make sure we have really strong financials in place so we can do the right work for kids.
The situation around both of those things, the facilities and budgeting, is very hopeful.
It is very hopeful. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think people are excited.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of those ideas that are coming up around facilities, and they are magical.
Oh, like, they are magical.
Seeing, like, picturing kids doing those things, it really, it's easy to see a space where kids are thriving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Have we come to the end of our strategic plan?
I think we've done it.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about the opportunity. Take your finger off those buttons over there, man. He just can't help himself. But it's a great space to be, to have a really clear vision for our district, clarity about what we want to accomplish for our kids. And it's really never been more clear, I think.
It's an exciting place we're in right now for our kids, for us as educators. It's fun work.
Yeah, it is great work. Thank you, Gregory.
Thank you, Sandra.